Heaven's Rewards. It's June 8th. Last week, I encouraged you to think about what the Lord has waiting for us when we get to heaven. And I never ask you to do anything on these calls that I don't intend to do myself. So I spent a great deal of time this week studying what the scriptures tell us about heaven and rewards. I absolutely love thinking about heaven. No more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain, no more death. Woohoo! Thinking about being with all those I've missed, who I love and are already there, meeting all those who I've read and studied about, seeing the home, my new home that God's been preparing for me, but oh, most of all, seeing Jesus. In my vivid imagination, I can see him reaching out his arms to welcome me, touching my cheek, and wiping the last tear away that I'll ever shed. Realizing how excited he is to have me home with him. When I know that one of my children's coming to see me, I watch for him. And when I see him, I grab him up, wrap my arms around them, and just squeeze them. They're my precious children, and I am thrilled to see them. We're God's children, and he loves us more than we have the ability to grasp. And I just know he can hardly wait for me to be in heaven with him. I love to talk with him in prayer. It's wonderful to talk with my children on the phone or FaceTime with them like I do with my deaf daughter. But being with them, oh, it's so much better. Knowing that we have the Holy Spirit living in us, having what he has written to us through the authors of the Bible, all of that is so wonderful. It's beyond words. But none of these things will compare to being with him. We are God's children, and one day we're going home. Just imagine, Jesus Christ, who created the heavens and the earth, is preparing a home for us. And we know each one will be designed just for us. Every single human being who has ever lived is unique. No two of us with the same set of fingerprints. So there won't be any track homes in heaven. Each one will be designed by the master architect. A home beyond anything we can imagine or wish for. Just try to imagine the most gorgeous home you've ever seen. And then think about the fact that ours is going to be many, 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 many times more beautiful. I have friends who have amazing homes right here on this earth. One precious friend who is now in heaven, she lived in a gorgeous 15-square-foot Victorian home filled with exquisite antique furnishings. It was so beautiful. We see mansions and castles who belong to royalty and the wealthy on television, and maybe you live in a mansion now. But in 1 Corinthians 2:9, it says, "As it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him." And not only does he have our homes ready for us, but he has our rewards. Rewards for how we lived as his children while on this earth. Not everyone understands the scripture to say that we have rewards waiting for us. And whether you do or you don't, it's not a deal breaker. Because we know for sure that we can't do one thing to get ourselves into heaven. That it's determined by what Jesus has already done for us on the cross. But I believe that how we live as his children on this earth will determine what he has for us to do in eternity. Matthew 16:27 says, "For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done." And in Matthew 5:12, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven." 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Revelation 22:12, behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay everyone for what he has done. Jeremiah 17:10, I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. Hebrews 11:6, without fail, it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Psalm 11:7, certainly the Lord is just. He rewards godly deeds. The upright will experience his favor. Well, our good works get us into heaven, will they? Oh, no. No, 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 no. The Bible is very clear on that. If we could earn our way to heaven, then our precious Savior wouldn't have had to suffer and die for our sins. No. No one is good enough or can do enough good works to spend eternity with Christ. Ephesians 2:8-9 tells us clearly, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. But from the scriptures, it seems to me that there are rewards. Billy Graham, who spent his life preaching the gospel, and the thief on the cross who recognized Christ as God's Son as he was dying and asked to be saved. Different lifestyles in heaven. Yep, I think so. But that's for you to determine, studying his word. But it's oh so important that if in fact you do agree that we will receive rewards in heaven, that what we do comes as a result of our love for Christ. In the passage in Jeremiah where I just read that God searches our hearts and tests our minds, it's clear that he knows our motives for everything we say or do. So, our works or our deeds or whatever we want to call them, they must come from our passionate desire to serve and please and show our love to the one who loves us so, so much that he died for our sins. To the one whose love for us is higher than the mountains, deeper than the sea, and wider than the ocean. We are his beloved. If you're not already doing so, I hope you'll begin to look for opportunities to show our Lord how much you love him. Bye.